Good afternoon. It's nice to I've seen Libby and met her off and on over the years many times, but Mr. Layton, I've only seen you on TV. It's great to see you in living color. Welcome to Vancouver, especially today. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. I'm here to replace an associate, a chap by the name of Lou Demaray, who's well known to many people in this room, who's on a sick list today. So I'm going to be very brief, and I don't want to take time in talking about inadequacies in funding and programs and policies and plans. There's a lot of information out there, and there has been a lot of discussion about that sort of thing by other people, whether they're part of the Aboriginal community or not. All need better policies, more resources, and clearer vision, whether it's the NDP party or any other one. I want to talk about something a little more philosophical. I want to talk about relationship, and I want to talk about perhaps a role that the NDP federally could play in helping to also kind of subscribe to the same philosophy around relationship and partnership. In Vancouver, we have plus or minus 40 Aboriginal service provider agencies. And they provide services for youth, for children and families, for the homeless, recreational services, health services, services for men transferring out of federal penal institutions, and on and on. Of those 40 or so, probably, I guess a good half of them are managed by executive directors. They're Aboriginal people. Those 12 to 15 people are executive officers, Aboriginal, 40 plus, and every one of them has had a career at some time or the other working as a federal public servant. They're men and women who have thrived in the community, and if they had chosen to be to stay in the federal public service, would be the directors general and the managers of various and sundry federal departments now, or provincial. I say that because what I want to talk about is that this community that's trying to provide service and nurture its own constituency, namely urban Aboriginals, has got capable men and women who try to work with government, and when they get to the table, they are not peers, they are clients. And that's the biggest problem that the urban Aboriginal community has, setting aside the fact they're limited resources. If these men and women that I speak of and others could be at the table as partners rather than clients, there would be more resources and there would be better policies, because there would be collaboration in creating vision, in creating plans, creating policies, and of course resourcing through federal resources, through intergovernmental resources, through collaborative efforts that sometimes involve the city or the school or health board. The best service that anybody, I think, federally at a political level can do for this group is work within your own process or within government or in parliament to say to those guys, we want to sit down and be peers with you, the other party, and talk about all of us being partners with that community. Don't treat them like, we have an urban Aboriginal strategy process. You show up at the table and you are not a partner at that table, you are a peer. And it's not the fault of the wonderful men and women who sit there representing government. They have been in those roles all of their careers. They've inherited a mindset, a subculture, if you like, an administrative subculture that began July 2nd, 1867. When sometime the clerks at the time, who probably were almost all, if not all, British in their origin, were no longer clerks of the colony, they were clerks of the new government. But they still have a kind of colonialist mindset, and I think we still have that. I think when I talked to people who, like myself, one time had a career with the federal government, and we recall times when as kids, as youngsters in our 20s, we've got a job with the Department of Indian Affairs. And we go to this meeting as the provincial fisheries people are there. And I'm 26 years old and I've been on the job 2 weeks. You know what I know? I'm a Fed and you're not. It's like somehow when you get into that system, they give you an injection and you just keep that attitude. And it's not about you being a bad person. But what frustrates the hell out of us is trying to work with government when they create consultation and partnership tables, something called an urban Aboriginal strategy. And then it's a system that's essentially controlled by government and its mindset, and you're not there with all the best of intentions as a partner, as a peer. You're there as a client. And it's hard to advance the needs and the expectations of urban Aboriginal community. It's hard to plan for better service. All this particular group wants to do is say, we have the capacity to deliver services. We have great, powerful people managing our agencies now, but we need policies and we need programs and we need resources. So let's be partners. We've got what you don't have. You want things to happen in homelessness, we can make it happen. But sit down as our peers at this table, you know. And that's all. If that could be advanced, then the failings in terms of adequate policies and resources would take care of themselves. I think the community could negotiate that. But not when it's, when it's hidebound by an old model. I don't think I need to say much more than that. I just wanted to come and, as I told some of my peers on the phone, I'm going to come and talk about the P word as best I can and on short notice. And thank you all for your time.
Thank you.